Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The Shiva Special Schools for Morning Rosh Yichyu. Nishmas Maris Hester Vasrib Shmuel. The Nishmas Rav Avram Dov and Rav Arach Yitzchak. To your side is Yudkimo Elu. Kisivna Bais Chodesh Vizmakele Gagechel Lassim Dom Vesech Kiapol Nofel Mimenu. Lo Sizra Karmcha Kalayim Pendikta Shemalea Zeresh Atizra Svoz Hakarim 22:9-8-9. When you build a new house and you make a fence and for your roof, don't put blood in your house. When the faller falls from it, don't plant your vineyard kelayim, lest the fullness of the seed be forbidden. Or are forfeited. The seed which you have sown and the produce to the vineyard. So, we have two psukim here. We have one about making a makif for your gag, and then we have a pasuk about kelayim. Wow, what's that about? As anachem lomdim al pi Torat Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, zecher tzadik levracha, Gaon Reb Dovitz, ulechora tzich lavin et hasmichus v'parsha achas shel chiyuv asiyas makif v'iser kelayim ma'inyan zeh lazeh in Mishnah Torah lekulei alma darshin and smuchim. Everybody darshin smuchim in Mishnah Torah. So what's pshat with this smuchim that you have the mikah together with the kalayim, not keshem? Also, makah is logical, and kalayim is gzeres hamelech, not keshem. Rashi talks about it a little bit, but according to Rashi, it's connected to Shiluach HaKen, but Shiluach HaKen is a different parasha. It's the previous parasha. And then we have one parasha together, just of Kalayim and Makah, and then there's the end of the parasha, and then starts a new parasha of Osachosh Bishmor Shavachamor Yachtov. So we'd like to understand the smichus of these things. Mishnah Torah, the Kuli Amad Darshin and Smuchim. What does Makah have to do with Kalayim? So it would appear that when it says Lo Sasim Domim Beveisecha Kiipal Anofel Mimenu, Rashi writes from the Gemara in Shabbos 32a, Roizel Lipol, Malfikin Lotus Gal Misosu Ayotcha Shemagagun Susai Deizakev Chovel Adi Chayiv. This person's roy to fall, and nevertheless, his misa shouldn't be misgalgal through you. So if he died because of you, it's your bad. So therefore, put up your gag. Even though he's ready to die, put up your makkah and your gag. So it's Targum Yenison. Oh, I have to understand, why does it only say this in the parish of makkah? There are other chiyuvim ala adam. Rotzeach, chabola. You can say, magia lo, the person deserves it, but you shouldn't be the guy. It only says it here. My time at Dafka B'Makah, we learn this. That's a classical question we like to ask. Gemara on Shabbos says, Tanya Be'er Yishmael, Kipal Anoifel Mimenu, Mimenu Roize Lipo Mishesh Smei Bereishis, Shalei No Lo Nofel Kara Kosev Noifel, Shem Gam Susai Dezak B'Choy Deichai Ezuchol Noifel, Kipal Anoifel Mimenu, He was Roy Lipo, He was ready Roy to fall from Shesh Smei Bereishis, but He fell from your roof, from this person's roof, because if something bad happened, if it happened through you, since you're bad, it means that you already have a bal chov, you already have some sort of detriment to you, and therefore a bad thing happens through you. If a good thing happens through you, it shows something positive about you. If a bad thing happens through you, it shows something negative about you. Rashi writes, Misheshes dixiv koire doris meroish, sheniglos lefonav hadoris ma'aseim v'zman peronusam shorei kishenis natoira. Adain lo nofel zev akosav koroi noifel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already sees things from Sheish to Mevirashis. Because when the Torah was given, the person hadn't yet fallen, and he's already called a faller. Because as far as God's concerned, he already fell. Kiipol ha-noifel. So, why does Rashi have to explain that God is koroi doris mirosh, God sees everything in advance? Why do you have to come on to the fact that from the beginning of creation, God already saw he was going to fall? Just say Pashat. The Pasuk calls him a Nifel before he falls. So you see from here, he's Roy Lipo. Why do you have to say that? He's Roy Lipo Misheshis Vibrations. I got his Brachos Karidoris Mirosh. Just say he was Roy Lipo. He was a fall. He was supposed to fall. Now in the Sifri over here, I love learning the Sifri. It was a great man, Rabbi Shraga Silverstein. He was he translated many Sfarim. He wrote a lot. He was very prolific, very talented. So he translates on the website mglatorah.org. He translates the Sifri, which is unbelievable. In this pasuk, I don't see a translation, but in other pasukim, there are translations. Yeah. Anyway, so what does the Sifri say? It says in the Sifri, and the pasuk yipol anoifel mimenu roiza she yipol el shemagagol in tzchus mimenu. Velo l'socho. Shema yirushis ra'am gavoy menu and sarat facham and ofen menu l'socho pater. Shenem ar mimenu velo l'socho. Dabar achar ki sivne ar yishma loyim ar bakas vila lemetcha keitzad hu nidoin. Shenem ar ki loyid adem es itoy ki dagim shenei achazim b'mitsuda. So what does it mean, mimenu? It means he fell from the roof to Rosh Hasharabim. But if the Rosh Hasharabim was higher than the roof and he fell into the roof, Rosh Hasharabim was higher at 10 Tfachim, higher Rosh Hasharabim, and he fell from Rosh Hasharabim to the roof. So if he fell into it, then the person's pater. He says, mimenu v'lo l'socho. And then we learn, Devar Acher, ki sivna, when you build, Rishmael says, this is coming to teach you how he is judged. Because it says in the Pasuk that a man doesn't know his time, like fish that are caught up in a web, in a trap. So this Rebbe Yishmael is difficult to understand, Lechara. Bain Bad said, what does he mean? What does he mean? And not only that, but we have in the Gemara, we have a ton of the Rebbe Yishmael about Raisa Lipo Mishesh Meveracious. And here he starts telling us as Bala Metra Ketzad Unidon. We sang differently over here. So which one is it? What's the drasha of Rabbi Yishmael? Is it ki yipol anofel roza lipol mishesh meveracious, or is it ki sivne, that you don't know when your time is coming? And also it's a weird medrash. It says ki yipol anofel mimenu, and then the medrash goes back and it says back on ki sivne. So why does it go back to the beginning of the pasuk? It should have made this drasha earlier. Earlier on, we already have kisivne bais chadash. We have all these drashas: ein li alaboyne, lo sasim dami beisecha, v'sisemake bais, rabas hechel dgag chadash, v'sisemake l'rabegecha, kipa anofo mimenu. And then we go back to the kisivne. We sound out. And the Mefarshim have a lot of trouble with this. Actually did a search. I was surprised about how many people have this Sifri. How many Sfarim it's mentioned. Wow. So this is the Mahalacha that we're going to take. Merakach. Rechiyuv ma'akeh hu kol shehu bayit v'gavo asara tfachim. Ve'af api shehu rachok me'od sheyamut o afilu yinazek hanofer migova zeh. The chiyuv ma'ake is when we're dealing with a house and it's 10 tefachim high, and even though it's very remote, there is a very remote chance that the person is going to die or even going to get hurt when he falls from such a height. This is discussed by Moreinu Rabbeinu in the Sefer Yad Melech, Perak Aleph Halacha Yates, based in Moran Bava Kama Nun Amud Beis. So Mirtz Hashem, you know, we have so much Torah of Rabbeinu we want to give over, and the Yad HaMelech, we have Yad HaMelech, we've given over almost nothing from the other Sfarim, Baruch Hashem, loads, but from the Yad HaMelech, very little. So we want to give over more. So hopefully we'll get to that. Al Kopanim, but that's the Yisod of Makkah. What are the odds? 10 Tefachim. What are 10 Tefachim? 30, 40 inches. Guy's gonna die. It's a very remote chance. So on that it says, keep on no film menu. In other words, Shalikabe Mishan Exalov Mishamaim Chiyuv Miso. Somebody who has Exeru Mishamaim that he's supposed to die. So even such a Nefila, there is going to be a Kitruk to be Makayim his din al yidei Nefila. Since it's self, Mishkachas Le Misa Benefila Zu, since there is a Mitzius that somebody is going to die when he falls from such a height, therefore there is a kitrug when this guy who is supposed to die falls from this height. Kimavur b'Shabbos. Daf lamed beis. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok b'reid Rav Yehuda. Lo'olam yevakesh odam rachamim shelo yechle. Sheim chola omrim lo havei zchus v'hipoter. Omer maruk v'may kro ki yipol anoifel mimenu mimenu lohavi raye. That a person should always ask for mercy, that he shouldn't get sick. Because if he gets sick, they say, hey, bring a schus and become potter. Merkva says, what's the pasuk? Pasuk is, ki yipol anoifel mimenu. Mimenu lahavi raya. That he has to bring a raya, bring a schus, that he should become potter. So when a person falls, that's the inyan that we're saying. That kol sheyesh lo siba lehezek o misa, if there's a reason that a person should die, because he's shayach to a sakana, if he doesn't have a schus to be putter, memela, the debt is going to be collected, and he's going to die. So therefore, klape, this neifel, it's hasamas domim. You're putting him in a dangerous matzav. So that's like killing him. Because now he has to bring a raya in order to stay alive. He needs a special schus. The pasuk says, "Lo tosim domim b'veisecha." Don't put blood in your house by not having a makeh and endangering people who wouldn't otherwise necessarily die, but they're going to die because they're anyway. There's a kitrug against them. So that's all. One opinion in the Gemara. Rav Yitzchak, read Rav Yehuda. But Tandabe Rav Yishmael, who says, Roy ze lipo misheshis mei bereshis, he holds that the Pasuk is not talking about gromas misa besibas I hamake. He's not talking about causing death when not placing a fence. Shekanal mitla tali b'chet ve'onesh. Ela mayri al gromas misa l'mi shekvar higi hazmanoi l'fi ma shekenu l'fnei korei adorot merosh. So Tanu Rabbi Yishmael says that this person was fitting to fall from the 6 days of creation. Meaning, the Pasuk isn't talking about causing death because of the lack of Makkah. Because the reason this person is dying is not because there's no Makkah, but because anyway he was supposed to die. And rather, the Pasuk is saying, so according to the first opinion we saw, forever, the opinion we just saw, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yitzhak, Reb Yehuda. Here it's talking about this person's, you're causing him to die if you don't have a fence in your roof, because he needs to bring a schus to be putter. Lolam yivakesh adam rachamim shelo yechle. You have to ask for mercy, not to get sick. Because if you get sick, you need a special schus. So when he falls, he needs a special schus to be saved. So Memela, this is Hasamas Dami Mavesa. According to Ratana Rishmael, no. It's not causing death because of lack of Makkah. Because this person's dying because of his sin. It's being punished. So rather, what is the Pasuk talking about? It's talking about causing death to somebody whose time has already come, according to the Korei Doros Mirosh. Shenetzah shegam gram mise ein kan, me'achar shemikol mokom hayameis b'shal zu shegi azmana. There's no gram mise, because his time came anyway. Nevertheless, a person's mischayiv b'maki has to put up a fence, because megalgalin choyva al yidei chayiv. This person is obligated in putting up a fence, since we're megalgalin choiv al yidei chayiv, and it is a gnai for the balabais that this person was killed through him, because megalgalin choiv al yidei chayiv. If something negative happens, it happens through a person who is himself not an okay person. He is himself a chayiv person, so therefore something bad happens through him. So again, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Braid Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about causing death. This person is, you're putting him in a matzav of sakana, and if he doesn't have a schus, he's not going to be saved. So the pasuk is saying, don't cause him death. According to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, shot in the pasuk is that he's supposed to die anyway. It's a koyre deris merosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that it's his time. So it's not gram misa, he's supposed to die anyway. But the Torah says put up a makkah, because it shouldn't be done through you. You shouldn't be the guy. That's what's emphasized in the words of Rabbi Yishmael, that it's Misheshi Simei Bereshis. This has nothing to do with sin. According to the other opinion we saw, it has to do with sin. According to it, it has nothing to do with sin. And that's what Rashi says, that the Kasha of Rabbi Yishmael is not from the fact that it says Naifel when he hasn't yet fallen. Because on that you can say that he's royally Paul, since he's chayev this onesh. And it has nothing to do with somebody, shegi azmano, that he's not chayev misa. And that's why he's called a nofel before he falls. So Rabbi Shmuel's kasha is not because, that's what we asked before. Why is Rishol's kasha? He fell. He's called a nofel before he fell. So how's he called a nofel before he fell? So we can say very simply, he's chayv and onesh. That's why he's called a nofel before he fell. Because he's chayv onesh. So Rashi says, you know what the pshat is? But Rabbi Yishmael was bothered from the fact that the pasuk called him a nofel before the giving of the Torah. And that has nothing to do with the onesh, that's tali b'bechira. It means that it's his time. It's kol av yidu l'kari doros merosh. That's how Rashi learned the kasha. Again, what's the lashon of Rashi? The lashon of Rashi is misheshes t'chsiv kari doros merosh. It was already Korei Adoros. It was already from the beginning of time that he was supposed to fall. God knew he was supposed to fall. Because when the Torah was given, he hadn't yet fallen. And yet the Pasuk calls him a faller. How does the Pasuk call him a faller when he hadn't yet fallen? So the kasha is not just that he has, it's called a fuller before he actually fell. The kasha is it's called a fuller before the Torah was given. Rabbi Shmuel is bothered. How can he be called a faller before the Torah was given? And the answer is because God already decided he was going to fall. And you see that from his teretz. He says he was supposed to fall from the 6 days of creation. So you see that he was bothered how he was called a nofel before the Torah was given. And the answer is he was supposed to fall all along. But it's not totally b'chait. It's not totally b'b'chir. He was supposed to fall. So here you have a machlokas. What's the pshat with this guy falling? According to Rabbi Yitzchak Breid Rabbi Yehuda, he's called a faller because he already has a... He already has a chov. He already has some sort of sin that he did. Since he has a sin that he did, he's supposed to fall. And when he falls, there's a kitruk that he's supposed to die. And now he has to bring a, he has to have schuyos to save himself. And now this chov is collected. So therefore, you're placing the blood of this person. Don't endanger him. That's what it means. A person has a gzeirim in a shemayim that he's a chi of misa. If you don't put a fence on your roof, so he's going to die through you, through your roof. And the Torah is saying, don't do that. You shouldn't be the guy. Rabbi Shmuel said it's not because he did anything wrong. He was just supposed to die from the get-go, from Sheish Nei Bereshis. And the Torah is telling you, don't let him die through you. And again, according to the other opinion, he was supposed to die because of a sin that he did. And the Torah is telling you, yeah, but he shouldn't die because of your because you didn't put up a makkah. He has a siba to die, this gzeirah min hashamayim, and now you're putting him in a matzav of sakana. He's going to die through you, it shouldn't be done through you. Put up a makkah. And according to Rabbi Ishmael, he's supposed to already die from the beginning of creation. This is his time to go, it's not because of his bechira. And the Torah is telling you, put up a fence. He's magagal and tzchus la'idei zakeh v'chov v'idei chayv. So now we understand, the Sifri, the Tanakhama, the Sifri who says, roi zeh she'ipo al she'magagal in. He didn't say, roi zeh she'ipo mishesh me bereshis. Like the Tana, the Rabbi Shema. So that's like the opinion of Ritz of Yehuda. The Akar Pasuk is talking about Gromas Misa. And the Pasuk is telling us that there's an Isser of Gromas Misa, Gam L'misha, Ein Bo Sivas Misa. Kevin Shemikom Makom Hu Goram Es Misa Asai. So, there's an Isser of causing death. Somebody already has a reason to die. Because you caused his death. Through you, he came to, through this person who didn't put up a makkah, he was endangered. And from that, Huadin, Hayamakom Lechayev B'makkah, Keshahaya Rishis Haram Gavo Aseret Fachim. So, for the same reason, there should have been a reason to be Mechayev a makkah fence when Rishis Haram was 10 Tfachim higher. And there's an emphasis on 10 tefachim. Because even though it's only 10 tefachim, and it's very remote that he's going to die, nevertheless, by asara tefachim, there's a gramas misa, l'noifel achayiv misa. He's still causing death. And since his house was part of his grama, we might think that he's chayiv from makkah even in such an instance. And in that, the zeris hakasav, men of love v'sorechoy, that he's pater from such an instance, from makkah. If the Rosh Hashanah is 10 amas high, 10 tefachim higher, he's pater from makkah. And the Divrei HaTanakama, that it says Kiyupal HaNoifel, it's not talking about the Etzem Chiyuv of Kisivne. It's explaining the Pasuk explaining the Tam Adin. Why is it that something so remote is still going to obligate you, so remote that he's going to die, it's still going to obligate you to put up a fence? And that is because there's a nofel, because there's a kitrug against him, because he's chayav misa, and if he falls, sees his life is being endangered. And Memela, that it says in Lishnakam the Sifri, Magaglin Schusai de Zakai, it doesn't mean like Tana de Ber Yishmael and Masecha Shabbos, which is Magaglin Schusai de Zakai, Bechovai de Chayv in the Sifri. It means that even though there's a Chiyuv in the Nofel, nevertheless, the person who kills him is Chayv. Kimavur Lashon HaSifri, Legabi Nofel, Mishu Sarabim, Vameis. It says in Sifri Lashon Chayv Upadr. It says that your Padr doesn't say a lashon on the chiyuv and the p'tur of the makkah. Talks about the chiyuv and p'tur of this person's death. Because like we said, the Tanakhama, according to the Tanakhama, the issue is on causing death. Shechiyuv yesh, there's a chiyuv. And that's why he's chayv b'makkah. There's a chiyuv, there's an obligation here, there's a guilt here for causing death, and that's why he's chayv in a makkah. Because the etzem gilgul achov al yado makes him a chayiv. That's not pshat natan de brei bishma when he says magagum chovai de chayiv. Here, what does it mean magagum chovai de chayiv? Magagum chovai de chayiv because you're chayiv begremes misa. If you didn't put up a makkah, a person who doesn't put up a makkah means that he's chayiv begremes hamisa. That's what it means magagum chovai de chayiv. That's what it says in the Sifri. Ki yipol anoifel mimenu el shemagagul roi ze lipol. He was roi lipol. Why was he roi lipol? Like we see in the Gemara, because he has a sin. El shemagagul in susai de zake v'chov ayde chayiv. What's the chov ayde chayiv? That the chova, this negative thing that he died, is going to come ayde chayiv. Person who is chayiv. When he dies, this person is going to become chayiv. And that's why it says, Mimenu v'lo l'socho, shimu yish yisraim gvoa min asar tfach no minu l'socho pater. Pater what? From his person's death. Not pater from putting up a makkah. He's not chayiv in a makkah, he's pater in this person's death. That's the pater. If the Rishis HaRabim is higher, you think he's chayiv. But he's not. It's only if the Rishis HaRabim is lower. And he has to put up a makkah. Not if the Rishis HaRabim is higher. But again, here, Magaglin Chov is Susa Ayde Zakev, Chov Ayde Chayiv. What's the chayiv here? The chayiv is Ayde Chayiv, somebody who's he's chayiv for this guy's death. So that's all the Tanakam over here. And again, we're dealing with somebody who's sin. And he's in danger when he falls, and he might die. Even though it's remote that he's going to die, ten tfachim, but nevertheless, even though it's so remote, but still, there's a kitrug on this person because he sinned. And magagulin chova yidei chayiv. The chov is going to be, this bad thing is going to happen to the person who's chayiv misa for this person's death. The Gilgul Chova makes him Chayiv. Incredible. But that's not Pshat Natan de Rebbe Shmuel. Pshat Natan de Rebbe Shmuel is Megaglin Chova Ayde Chayiv. It's a Gnai. Megaglin Chova, this negative thing is going to happen Ayde Chayiv to a person who has negativity attached to him. Who's done bad things. It shows that he's done bad things. It shows that he's negative because something bad happened through him. Because again, according to Natan de Rebbe Shmuel, this person was supposed to die now from Sheshis Mei Bereshis. So according to this opinion, he was probably garring the Misa. There was already a Gzera that he was supposed to die, but he's garring the Misa by not having a Makeh. So Magadlan Chov Adei Chayev. The fact that there was this Chov makes the person who didn't put up the makkah a chayiv, because he's partially responsible. Shekin, according to the Rebbe Shmuel, the guy was going to die anyway. But he died through you. That's what it means, magaglin chovai de chayiv. So if he died not through you, but through the person who didn't put up a makkah. And that means there's something ganai that it's attached to this person who didn't put up the fence. And that the Sifri says Davracha Kisivna. And then it brings the Rabbi Ishmael. And what he says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis. Tell you Labashesh may be racious for Lobachait. That's telling the fact that he's already chayv from the 6 days of creation. And not the fact that he sinned. And that's what Rabbi Ishmael says in the Sifri, Ba'akasub Lamet Chaketzir Nidon. A person doesn't know his time, like a fish and getting caught up in their trap. It's talking about, a person doesn't know. And But he brings in where a person doesn't know how he's judged. He doesn't know when his time is. It's talking about the klal, the time of death. A person doesn't know. And Memela, this inyan of Ki Yipol HaNoifel is not only talking about the prat of Mitzvah Makkah. It's not just a detail in this mitzvah. It's the yisod of the mitzvah. Of Chisivne. When you build a house, build a makkah. Because it's relating to, so it's talking about the yisod adin, therefore it talks, Dibor Maschil is Chisivne. Not ki yipol anoifel. It goes dafkan ki sivne. Because it's the yisod of the mitzvah. Not mitzad gramas misa. What's the ki sivne? Why should, when you're building, why are you building? Because you don't know when a person's going to die. We don't know when a person's time is up. So if this person died, that means his time was up. But you shouldn't be the guy, it shouldn't be through you. So it's a gnai. It's not ritzicha, because he's supposed to die anyway. Gnai adab. Again, according to the other opinion, it's a little bit of Gram Misa, it's a little bit of ritzicha. Because yeah, he was chayv misa gzera, but you caused that gzera to be carried out. It didn't necessarily have to be carried out. If there wasn't any danger, he wouldn't have died. But according to Ratan of Rabbi Ishmael, he would have died no matter what. But it shouldn't have come through you. It's a gnai. There's a famous maisa in Chagiga where the Malach HaMavis took the wrong Miriam. And it says, Yes Nishba Veloy Mishba Nisba Veloy Mishba, someone dies without judgment. It's talking about Harak Chavera. Somebody kills his friend, so that's he's not necessarily supposed to die. The friend dies anyway. Even though he doesn't have a Mishpat Mavis, but the Ratzeach has Koch HaBechira. Vein Zinyin Lamake, She'en Kan Kovan HaBaratzen U'Maisa Ariga. Who's going to die? You know who's going to die? Only somebody's supposed to die from the 6 days of creation. And you're chayiv in a makkah, so it's not a megagel and chov ayidei chayiv. Now we understand why it's talui in the chisivne. Because Divrei Rabbi Ishmael are that when it says ki yipol, it's not talking about the prat and the chi of mitzvah makkah like Tanna Kamma holds, but the puzzle explained in the chi of makkah. Even though it's only a high 10 tefachim, you still need a makkah because the guy might die, even though it's a remote chance, the guy still might die because it's chayiv misa. So that's what the Tanakam is explaining. If it's only going to be 10 tefachim, why do you need a makkah for? The answer is because Kiyupala Noifel is supposed to die because of a certain sin that he did. And therefore there's going to be a kitrug against him, and you have to make sure to have a makir so that he doesn't die. So that's talking about a prat in the mitzvahs makir. It's explaining why it's even if it's 10 tefachim, you have to put up a makir. And Tanur Rav Shmuel is talking about something more general. Not explaining why 10 tefachim. The whole parasha is talking about somebody supposed to die anyway from Sheshes Meberashes. He's going to die. It tells you to put up a makik because Megagulun Chobai Dechayiv, you don't want to be the guy for whom it's done. So that's the whole parasha of makik. Why is the whole parasha of makik is talking about somebody who's supposed to die? Anyway, he's supposed to die Misheshes Meberashes. She put up a makkah because Megagulun Chobai Dechayiv. That's why in Kisivne, Rabbi Shmuel says what he says, that this person is right. What does it say? It says Kisivne, Ba'akasiv La'amedcha, says Rabbi Shmuel, Ketzir Nidon, the person Kiloi Dada Mizito, the person doesn't know his time, only God knows his time. That's what he says over there. Why? Because according to Tana Rabbi Shmuel, like we see in the Gemara, that he's supposed to die from Sheshes Meberashes. So this whole parsha is about somebody who anyway, according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel, anyway is going to die. It shouldn't be done through you. So this Kisivna is completely different than the Tanakhama. And therefore, first the Gemara darshins the pasuk according to the Tanakhama, and then it goes back to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. It's a complete new mahalach. If it goes back to the beginning of the pasuk, and it's not a steer in Dibur Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is saying the same thing in the Gemara and the Sefri. And the Gemara says he's supposed to fall from the 6 days of creation. The Sefri says a person doesn't know when his end comes. Because that's what the parasha is talking about. Somebody who doesn't know when his end comes, he's supposed to die from Sheshes Meberashes. And that's why we're chayiv in a makir, because Megagulun Chobai Dechayiv. Now we can understand the kesher between kalayim and putting up a makkah. Because according to the Tanakhama, why do I have to put up a makkah? Because really the person shouldn't die when he falls 10 tefachim. But he might because of his sin. So that's all nimdad min ha-shamayim. That's why we have to, lefitivu shalolam, you don't have to worry about it. But min ha-shamayim, there's a special hashgacha that this person's going to die. Or according to Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Rabbi Shmuel, the special hashgacha, this person is supposed to die from Sheshes Meberashes. So maisim are measured according to the shorish above. And therefore the yisod mitzvah is mishum gagulun chovai dechayiv. Because anyway the guy is supposed to die, but it shouldn't be through you. So your maisa is nimdad lefi what's is measured according to what's supposed to be from above. But this guy anyway was supposed to die either because of his sin or because anyway, from Sheshes Meberashes even before he had Bechira. And what's the union of Kelayim? Kelayim, on one hand, it says, that a man has Shlita on the Bria. And part of his Shlita is that he can mix up Minim. But we know that all the Hashbah of Tzmicha comes from above. Like we see in Chazal, famous Chazal, Zohar, and the Bereshis Rabba, that every Ace of Melamata has a Mamuna Lumala, that the Malach tells him, grow, grow, grow. So when a person plants kalayim, he's causing it that they should grow a bilbil, yerbuvia. So this is a maisa that's an ivus. It's a corruption, it's a distortion of its shorish lamala. Lamala that's supposed to be lamineu. God wants it to be lamineu, and this guy's mixing it up. And that's why there's a discussion, Sanhedrin, Zaman de'omar, Rimenei Noachem was well like kalayim, even though... They don't have other Isurim of Meisim, but Kelaim, yes. They're not allowed to plant Kelaim. Why? Because you now let it mix up. You now let it mix up what they what was made from above. And from above, they want it to be l'mineu. So don't mess and mix in with what Hashem wants. And Bnei Noach are no different than the Jewish people. And therefore, even though we, all our other mitzvahs, Bnei Noach, we don't have, they don't have. They're not shaykh to our mitzvahs. But Kalaim, yes. Obviously, in addition to not killing and not avodah zarah and Eved Menachai. The Chiddush of the Gemara is even Kalaim. Why? Because they're not supposed to mix into with what Shemayim wants. Shemayim wants it to be Lamineu. They're not supposed to mix up the color of the seeds. Sheyisod ha'isur me'oto yisod shenemar b'farashat ma'akeh. That what you're doing down here is connected to what the din is lamala. What's the din lamala? This person's supposed to die. Because Mishesh may be racist, but it shouldn't be through you. This person sinned. Don't endanger him, because then you'll be Gori Mamisa. Because he's Xera Milamala. So Mak is because of Xera Milamala. It's connected to that. And so to Kalayim, there's Xera Milamala, not to mix up the seeds. So if you mix up the seeds here, you're going against the Xera Milamala. So therefore, they're connected. The two of them are written next to each other. Because there's one yesod, and the yesod is that they're based on what the on cheshbon of Shemayim. And Hashem says to the asavim to grow, and one zareh kalayim, he's going against the shorish habriya. There's a shorish melamala that says lamine, he's going against the shorish lamala. And here also connects, Mark also connects to the Shorish Lamala, to the root above. So obviously this is just mind-blowing, like they like to say today. Advarim smechim kinesinasam umeirim kisapirim. So Baruch Hashem, we are zochah to learn this. And we should be zocha to continue. Lilmo du lalamid lishma velasis. The kind is called divrei salma terasa b'yahav. And please stay tuned. I also want to give, there's so many shurim I want to give on Ma'ake. There's so much great, great Torah about Ma'ake. Ah! So hopefully, oid chazom amoyed. Nachnu od bezrat Hashem nagia. V'nalmad v'yachad. V'nirei nifla'ot gedolot. מתורת השם יתברך. תודה רבה רבה שהקשבתם. שלום שלום.